And it is a lovely day and not a bad day. It's 78 degrees on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And do you know the history about Mother's Day? Well, I looked it up on history.com. It was created by Anna Jarvis in 1908. Now, she never married, never had children, but 3 years after her mother died, she decided this was a great way to honor her mother. She started it in her church. It didn't become an official holiday in the U.S. until 1914 under President Woodrow Wilson. Now, here is the irony of this day. Anna Jarvis became so upset about how commercialized Mother's Day became that later in her life, she tried to get it removed from the calendar. She said it was far too commercial and it was supposed to be a day to honor mothers with our thoughts, words, and deeds and not with gifts. Isn't that interesting? Never knew that history about Mother's Day. So I hope today you've done something very special for your mother. You know, it's not what you buy, it's what you give and what you make. I still cherish those gifts my daughter made for me when she was a little girl. Yes, all of those funny paintings, the sculptures, they're all over my office because when I look at those, Claire is always on my mind. So I hope you called someone today or you text them. You know, they don't have to give you birth in order to be your mom. It could be someone who has been a surrogate for you. If you live in another city and your mom is in another city, then the person here in Atlanta who's been there for you whenever you needed a hug, a ear, a kiss, a kind word. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That godmother, that play mother, that woman who has been your inspiration. So enjoy your Mother's Day and make it a special day for someone else, even if it's just calling. Now, you can call me at 404-741-0104, and I've got a pair of tickets for you. To what? Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival at the Fox Theater. Prince returns to the Fox again. It's going to be a special tribute to Prince with his film Purple Rain. And the date? Saturday, May 14th, next Saturday at 7:30. It's presented by Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. And I'm going to give you a pair of tickets if you're the 14th caller at 404-741-0104 here on Kiss. This is Monica. Who's this and who would you like to wish a happy Mother's Day?
This is Kimberly Shine. I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mother Rose and my sisters Deidre and Coretta.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kiss 104. Who's this and who would you like to wish a happy Mother's Day to?
I would like to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mom, Dr. Cynthia Thomas.
And who's this?
This is Shalicia, her daughter. She's been such an inspiration to me.
Aw, that's nice. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Kiss 104. Who would you like to wish a happy Mother's Day to?
I would like to say a happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you.
And also, I would like to say a happy Mother's Day to my mother, Miss Lyra Carlisle.
And who is her son?
James Carlisle.
Thank you, Mr. Carlisle. You have a blessed day.
Yeah. Also, I would like to say a happy Mother's Day to my mother-in-law, Miss Dorothy.
Now, that's a smart move.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Kiss 104.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Double now.
And who would you like to wish a happy Mother's Day to?
To my two daughters, Quarnisha and Denisha.
Very nice. And I know they want to wish you a happy Mother's Day, too.
Yes, and you have a happy Mother's Day, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Kiss 104, who would you like to wish a happy Mother's Day to?
I'd like to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mother in Lima, Ohio, Margaret Martin. Happy Mother's Day. And to all the mothers around the world.
And who is this?
Michael Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Brown, for calling in. And I want to remind everybody, if you have the Kiss app, your mom can hear this in Lima, Ohio. Kiss 104.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. And who else would you like to wish a happy Mother's Day to?
Thank you. I just want to give a shout out to my wife, Miss Lydia Barnes. Happy Mother's Day. Our son is no longer with us. He's in heaven. But she's still her mother, so I want to wish her a happy, happy, loving Mother's Day.
Oh, that's very kind. And who is this?
This is Benjamin.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Welcome.
Hello, this is Kiss 104. Who would you like to wish a happy Mother's Day to?
I would like to wish my beautiful wife, Sarita Owens, and my lovely mom, Ophelia Green, and my lovely grandmama, Rosabelle Green, and my mother-in-law, Miss Christine Harper. A happy Mother's Day.
Very good. And who is this?
This is Grady Owens.
Gotcha, Mr. Owens.
And
thank
you. And I'm out here barbecuing. I'm in the yard. We, you know what I'm saying? We doing it up. I'm doing it for my wife because, you know what I mean? She's a mom also.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you. Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. How many of you have been to Jamaica? I love Jamaica, and I always think of those balmy breezes and the beautiful beaches, a place to relax, to unwind. But today I have two guests with me who will tell you why it's important for you to get involved in something to help them on a health mission to Jamaica. Yes, a health mission. I have Dr. Yvonne Smith, internist and pediatrician. You'd love pediatrics. And her husband, Dr. Dwight Blake, who is also in internal medicine. It just so happens that both of them have connections to Jamaica. Dr. Smith, Dr. Yvonne was born in Jamaica, and her husband, Dr. Dwight, well, his family is all Jamaican. He spent time in Jamaica going to school and came back to the States. So they both have lilting accents. But what's more important, thank you, too, for coming in here on Mother's Day.
Thanks for having us.
Is that you all are involved in the Sister Cities project that you are also doing a health mission. So I'm going to let you explain to me first how this came about. Dr. Yvonne.
Thank you for having us here.
No,
it's
my
been
pleasure.
A pleasure just being here. But Sister Cities International is our parent body, and that was established back in 1956 under the President Dwight Eisenhower at that time. And his purpose for doing this was to foster relationships between the countries outside of the United States and the U.S. And in doing that, they were able to incorporate like maybe 2,000 countries, 2,000 cities, and I think about 605 countries.
Atlanta is a sister city.
But out of that came the Atlanta Sister Cities, and that is our parent one. And out in Atlanta, there are 18 sister cities, and that goes all over the world. And Jamaica just happens to be one of those sister cities. And our actual little niche in here was started back in 1994 under the then Honorable Vin Martin.
I remember Vin Martin.
Who passed 2 years ago.
Yes.
And he was instrumental in putting our portion together, along with a handful of other individuals, doctors, nurses. They prepared the first health mission.
Now, when you look at Jamaica, most of us, you know, you think of balmy beaches, great sun, great food, warm people, and people look at it as a first world nation because of the impact of tourism. But why do we need to take a health mission to Jamaica? Dr. Blake.
Well, there's still a lot of people there with need, and although medical care is accessible to most, and the cost is often not as expensive as it is here, it's still a hardship for most to pay doctor's fees and to buy their medication. So we're able to take medications there that they wouldn't otherwise be able to get, and for most people, we're their primary care. They look forward to seeing us every year.
Now, you've been involved, Dr. Smith, for 23 years.
Yes, mm-hmm. I have, and I'll just share a quick story with you, what really kept me going. The very first time I went, I saw a child, and she could not read. She could not see. Not that she couldn't read, but she couldn't see. And so I sent her to go see the ophthalmologist that was with us. And at the end of the day, I saw her walking through and I said, come here, you know, did you go see the doctor? And she said, yes, I did. I said, well, did you get some glasses? She said, yes, I did. She reached in her bag. And I promise you, those glasses were as big as the things Urkel wears. And I looked at her and I said, these glasses are too big for you. She says, I know, ma'am, but I can see now.
Oh.
that was enough for me to continue going, because I felt as though if I could help one person, then it would be worth it.
Well, let's talk about all the physicians who go. So who goes?
Well, we take a team of about 50 people into Jamaica every year. And that consists of internists, pediatricians, ophthalmologists, dentists, nurses, OBGYNs, podiatry. And last year, for the first time, we even had a chiropractor with us. And we also do some ancillary personnel. But for the most part, we get local volunteers, because it's not just us. It's a sister city. So we have a team in Jamaica, and they do all the legwork for us. But we're the money providers.
So where do you set up? Do you do this in Montego Bay? So where do you set up? In a school or where?
We set up in a church.
In a church?
Yeah.
St. John's Methodist Church.
How many people did you all have last year come in for care?
Last year we had 25, I can tell you exactly, 2,500.
Yeah.
In 3 days.
In 3 days.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And what were the things that you saw most when they came in that they needed?
I saw mostly hypertension, diabetes.
Wow.
Allergies.
Lots of allergies. Mm. Lots of allergies. But I can tell you, I forgot to mention the dentist. Oh, my word. The dentist, they're pulling teeth left and right. The ophthalmologist, they are there from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, because eyeglasses is a premium. Dental care is also a premium. And in GYN, we do pap smears. And that's something that is affordable, is available to them there. However, the cost is out of their reach. So we subsidize the price of the pap smear. We have them pay 100 Jamaican dollars, which is about
$2
when you equate it back, and we pick up the rest of the money.
So we're also going to talk in just a minute when we come back, because we've got to go away for a session, about medical supplies, school supplies, and why those are important. And then we're going to tell our listeners how they can get involved in helping out to get you the things you need to take over. Now, you stick with us, but I've got something for you if you stick with us. What is that? Well, I'm going to give you two tickets to go see the Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival at the Fox Theater. That's next Saturday, May 14th at 7:30. It's presented by KISS 104. And the film you're going to see in the Fox, where Prince did his last concert, you're going to see Purple Rain. Yeah. You want to see this. So give me a call if you're the 14th caller at 404-741-0104. And we're going to give you tickets to go see Prince. So stick with us. You'll get the tickets and you'll get more information on the Sister City Project. KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks on this Mother's Day. And Dr. Yvonne, you know, we were talking about that song a moment ago, My Mama. You said it brought tears to your eyes this morning.
Yes, it did. Lost my mom back in 84.
And it
still hurts.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be hurtful, too, when you go back to Jamaica for the sister cities to see what still needs to be done in terms of helping the health of people who live there. And you will be having this mission. You're going October 10th through 13th. So right now, you're putting together the kinds of things you're going to need to take. But I was surprised when you were telling me during the break that you all buy a lot of your stuff there. And why?
Taking things into Jamaica can be difficult. There's a lot of regulations mandating what you can bring in. So we can't take anything that's expired.
Which makes sense.
It has to be 1 year out from the time we get there. So, for example, going in October 2016, it has to have a expiration date after October 2017. Otherwise, they throw them out. So it can be very costly to purchase these medications. So there are some things that we can get in Jamaica And so that makes it easier. Also, we have to pay for shipping. And then once we ship the things, we have to pay a broker to clear them. So to cut cost, certain things we purchase there, certain things we purchase here.
Now, what are the kinds of things that you purchase here? Because I can hear somebody out there, a dentist, saying, oh, I've got these supplies that I can give you. Or an ophthalmologist saying, oh, I've got glasses.
Well, eyeglasses we do take. We do take eyeglasses because we give out thousands of eyeglasses. We can't seem to take enough eyeglasses into Jamaica. And so for readers, for example, we do purchase those here. And the prescription lenses, most of the ophthalmologists that travel with us, they have to take them and reformulate them. In other words, they have to read them so they know the strengths. Because remember, these were done for someone else. And it doesn't have it written on it like the readers do. So it's a job for them to actually go through and do that. But
the other thing with the medications, we don't have the pharmaceutical support that we had years ago. Samples are limited. And the other thing that we realize is that though we took a lot of samples when they were available, those were not always the medications that they use there. And by purchasing medications there, we can assure that they're getting the same thing that they're accustomed to getting. And we like to give them 3 to 6 months of medication. So
3 to 6 months of medication.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's important because you don't want to take something there. And then when you leave in the 3 months, so they run out, they're going to go back to what they used to take in, if they can afford to get it. Because that's the biggest problem there.
They can't afford it.
They can't afford the medicines.
With all that tourism, you would think that, you know, it would trickle down.
So what we see is someone will come in and they'll have their prescription in hand, but they can't afford to get the medication. Or they're getting a week's supply at a time and making that stretch for a month.
Yeah, they'll cut them in half.
Yeah. Oh, my.
They will tell you, you know, like I purchased 2 weeks ago, I got the prescription, I purchased it, but I take it every other day or I break them in half so that it'll last me until I can afford to buy some more.
So what are the numbers like from last year?
Ooh, we saw, my exact number was 3,000.
Oh!
904.
In 3 days?
In 3 days. We gave out 650 pairs of reading glasses. Just reading glasses. We had 253 pairs of prescription lenses that we gave out. We had 254 extractions by the dentist.
Teeth pulled.
Teeth pulled.
Ooh.
Yes. So, you know, we do see a large number, and it's not just in the church. What we do also is we send out small teams to the surrounding communities that cannot come to us. So we go up into the hills and, you know, take care of those individuals who can't come in.
So what's the reactions of the doctors from here who know Jamaica as a place to go and have fun to what they see there?
Well, you know, we trick them to come with us because they think they're coming just for the beach. They think they're going to work for a half a day and then they're going to get to the beach in the afternoon. And it's not true. You start at 8 in the morning and sometimes we're coming back at 8 at night. So if they want to get a little fun in, they better come ahead of time or at the end of the mission. But that's how you rope them in. Come on in. You know, you can get to go to the beach, but not always that way.
Now that both of you have been doing this, why do you stick with it? You told us the story of the little girl, mm-hmm. but there's more to it than that, I can see.
We're just passionate about helping people. It's also nice to see people change from year to year. They actually look forward to seeing us. And as a pediatrician, my wife loves the fact that she's seen some there from childhood, and they're in high school now.
Now I'm seeing their children.
Oh, really?
Some of them I'm seeing their children. But, you know, I always have a story because there's one little girl that met me a couple of years ago in the lobby, and she said, Doc, do you remember me? You don't remember me? And I said, no, I really don't. She says, well, you're the one that told my mom that I had a heart murmur. And now look, and she opened her shirt and showed me. And she went and had her surgery, and now she was doing great. And I mean, things like that just makes you want to keep going. You know, like I said before, if you help one person, it is worth going. And so everybody on our team, most of the people on our team are repeaters. There are very few people that go with us and don't want to go back.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, that's going to be the next thing. And I'm going to tell our listeners now, I will post on the KISS Facebook page the information you need to get in touch with Dr. Smith if you would like to sign up to go as a physician dentist to be a support system. But in the next hour, I'm going to tell you how you can help them out in a fun way. It's got something to do with a ball and a club. So stick around. I'm going to talk to them about that coming up in the next hour. Young Blood, I want to thank you for getting me involved with Dr. Smith and Dr. Blake. They're really, really quite special. Don't forget, Atlanta's Experience, the ultimate concert of our summer 21st annual Flashback Festival. And this year, we are going to have a funky good time. The Funkadelics and George Clinton, the original Lakeside, Taste of Honey, and the 911 Band. They're going to be opening the show on Saturday, August 6th at Lakewood Amphitheater. You can check out our events guide to get all the information you need at kiss104fm.com for details. Stick around, because we're coming back in a few minutes talking to Dr. Smith and Dr. Blake and telling you how you can get involved to keep people in Jamaica healthy. You're listening to KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Don't you love the music today here on Mother's Day? Gives you good warm feeling. And you know, when Dr. Yvonne Smith and Dr. Dwight Blake and their team of physicians go to Montego Bay in Jamaica, they bring warm feelings along with supplies. It's a health mission, but there's much more to it than that. And you were telling me, Dr. Smith, that one portion of this has to do with educational supplies.
Yes, through the years, we've adopted several schools, elementary schools, and we supply them with notebooks and pencils and educational material. And one, we also have an aspect of our organization that's strictly for education. We're actually trying to rebuild that portion where we can do exchanges between a high school or a school in Montego Bay along with one here in Atlanta.
Oh, that would be great.
Where we can have exchanges. So we're rebuilding that portion of our sister-sitters relationship.
But right now, you need supplies.
Right now, we do need supplies because we do take that in with us, where we distribute it to different elementary schools there on the island.
So that's something that people can...
Yes, they can.
They can give you and go out and
yes,
get for
can.
You. So you're looking for things like pens, pencils,
notebooks,
papers,
pencil boxes, crayons,
book bags,
all of that. Everything that you would buy for an elementary school supply here, the same things we'll take. We do get high schoolers, but we concentrate mostly on the elementary age.
Now, we've talked a lot about health, we've talked about education, and now this is where you come in. Yes, you, our listeners. How good are you with golf? Because there's going to be a golf tournament coming up. No, I will not be playing in it. I own clubs, but what I do is not called golf. But on Sunday, May 22nd at Crystal Lake Golf and Country Club in Hampton, Georgia, there is going to be Atlanta Montego Bay Sister City Golf Tournament. Now, why did you all come up with the idea of a golf tournament? Because I don't think either of you plays. Do you?
I don't.
How about you, Dr. Blake?
Not so much. I used to, but haven't played in...
Is this our fifth tournament. We started out a few years ago. One of our lead dentists, one of the original dentists from the group, he played golf. And so we started the golf tournament when he was alive. And he passed about a year or so later, and we renamed it as the Frank Roberts Memorial Golf Tournament. And so we continue to do that throughout the years. But this year, it's going to be bigger than ever.
So I was looking at this at Crystal Lake Golf and Country Club. Now, a shotgun start at 2 o'clock, four-person scramble, and the fee for foursome is $500, single $125, and this gets you a cart, green fees, range balls, a goodie bag, food and beverage, on-course contest, and one ninth hole celebration. Now, that immediately follows with awards, raffles, silent auction, music, fun, and surprises. Wow.
It's going to be a fun day all day long. All day long. We're going to have vendors. They're going to be, you know, selling their wares. We're going to have a DJ playing Caribbean music all day long. And at the end, at that 19th hole, we're going to be having a Caribbean meal. So it's
okay.
It's
fill us in on the Caribbean meal.
We're looking at jerk chicken and rice and peas and fish and punch and
just little Jamaican rum.
Yeah. Somebody might be bringing that, but it's not me.
And I see you've also got all these contests, and the prizes include a car.
Yes, we have a hole in one.
There's going to be prizes on each of the par threes. And on one of those par threes, you'll have the opportunity to win a car.
Ooh. Longest drive and closest to the pin for men and women and putting. I'm liking this. But here's what I really like. If you're a non-golfer or a beginning golfer, there's a golf clinic for just $60.
Yep.
And the festivities for all day.
Yes.
From 2:30 to 4:30 will be the golf clinic. Wow. And if you're a vendor, for $150, you can expose what you do and promote your goods and services. But here's the best part about this. These sponsorships are available. And of course, we want teams to go together. But the real issue here is that we're raising funds to help people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, although we have some diehard supporters, we're always looking for new ones.
So some more doctors, dentists, nurses.
Yeah, and corporations. You know, we're looking for corporations that can also help to sponsor some of these events, because this is just one of three that we do all year. You know, we have a brunch in the spring, and then we have the golf tournament, and then we have our big gala, which comes up in October.
Just after you go or before you go?
Before we go.
Before you go.
Before we go.
That's the race,
it used to be September 25th. We had to change the date this year, but it'll probably go back to September.
And what I need to remind those of you who are listening that this organization is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3 organization. So anything that you donate is tax deductible. So I can see why, if you're interested in the health of people, particularly children, this would be something you could do. Now, maybe you don't want to go to Jamaica and help out on the work, since they work you from sun up to sundown. But
there's some fun in there. We at the end of the mission, we take you around, and so you can get a chance to see a little bit of Jamaica.
Oh, that's good. You're dead tired.
Yes, we do. No, we have
fun. I'm just kidding.
You can go bobsledding. You can go zip lining, or you can just chill out on the beach.
A Dune River Falls. Do we do that?
Dune River Falls. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you will get some fun out there.
Absolutely. At the end of the mission. Yeah, we always have one day, because there's always people that are going with us for the first time. And so they've never seen Jamaican. You know, they get off the plane, and at Sunday afternoon, they go straight to the church. We start to unpack and get ready. So they don't really get. And then they get back at night. It's time to go to bed. So, you know, we put a little fun in there.
Now, let's get back to talking about what happens in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. How long are the lines when people know you're coming?
They know, because we've been doing it so long that the word gets out. And we give out about 500 tickets in the morning before we even start. There's one of the local volunteers that comes 5 a.m. and starts to give out tickets. And we start working at 8. And once we get most of those people in, if we can accommodate any more, then we will. Otherwise, we ask them to come back the next day.
And then you say you take units out into
the
mountains.
We have small teams that we send out every day. We pack medical supplies, everything that they need. We send a doctor, nurse, and a local volunteer, and they go and service people in areas that can't get to us.
So how important is it that you have those folks in Jamaica who also in the medical field work with your volunteers?
Oh, it's absolutely essential. We have a group of nurses from one of the nursing schools there that partner with us, and every year they supply nurses that helps us with like the blood pressure and screenings and so on. So it's an integral part of what we do is to have those local volunteers that work with
us. It's practical help for them too,
yes,
because they're
yes.
actually working on patients.
And we also share some medical information with them because we try to get them up to speed as well.
Okay, now if you're yes. interested in participating either as a physician or a nurse, or if you're interested in participating in the golf tournament, remember, this is a nonprofit. You can go to Atlanta Mobay, MobaySCC.org. Atlanta MobaySCC.org. And I will put this information up on the KISS Facebook page, and I'll also be posting it on my social media because I think this is something you want to be involved in. We call ourselves our brothers and sisters keepers. Here's a good way to help someone else just by playing golf. Just by playing golf, you can make a difference in another person's life. Well, I'm going to make a difference in yours right now. If you're the 14th caller, 404-741-0104, you're going to be at the Fox Theater next Saturday, May 14th at 7:30 as part of the Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival, watching Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Can't do it the way he does it, but okay. Be the 14th caller, and I'm sending you to see Purple Rain. KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. I'm Monica Pearson here with my guests today. And we're talking about the Atlanta Mobay Sister City Project and the health mission that will be taking place October 10th to 13th. And how you can get involved by participating in a golf tournament coming up on May the 22nd at Crystal Lake Golf and Country Club. Now, for those people who are still sitting out there saying, I don't know, Dr. Blake, I'm going to pull on you first. Why should we care about the health and welfare of people in Jamaica?
Well, in the Atlanta area, there's a huge Caribbean sector. And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have some Caribbean person in their family that they know. It's a great cause.
With 3,000 people last year waiting in line and getting the services provided by those who came from here, working with the teams there, it's an opportunity to say, we care, we love you, and we feel a connection to you, which is one, the whole reason for the Sister City Project, Dr. Smith.
Absolutely. For some of the people in that Montego Bay area, if we did not come, they would not have any health care at all. And for that reason alone, we talked about the actual mission that we set up in the church, and we talk about the outreach, but we didn't mention that we also support the Jamaica AIDS support. We take care of those patients. There's an infirmary, what they call the infirmary, but it's really a home for indigents and homeless and elderly. And we've adopted them last year, and so now we're providing care for them. We took diapers, we took toiletries, we took everything that they need to keep them clean and healthy. In addition to medications, we also have the home for adolescent moms that we take care of. And there's a night shelter that actually was a project that was born out of the relationship with Atlanta. When a team from Jamaica came here, they actually saw what we did with our people at night.
Who were homeless.
And so they started a night shelter there. And so we provide blankets, we provide also supplies for them, as well as taking care of their health. So there's a lot of ways that this, you know, all the monies that we get, nobody on our team is paid.
Everybody goes at their own cost.
Everybody pays their own airfare, they pay for their hotel, they pay for their food. everything is strictly volunteer. So every penny that comes into this organization is going right back.
And it is a nonprofit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we have our 501c3.
So it's really important for you to get involved. Now, you were saying you have some sponsors here, Hartsfield, Atlanta.
Yeah, and I'd love to really just give them a little shout out. Hartsfield Jackson is our primary supporter throughout the years. We also have Panton Holdings. We have Financial Dynamics, the mayor's office in Atlanta. We have Mark and Joanne Webb Philanthropic Fund that supported us this year. And did I mention Kroger?
Kroger
came on this year to help us with the golf tournament. They're one of our sponsors. We also have Grant Orthodontics, which is a big supporter this year for the golf tournament. And I must mention that we couldn't have put on this golf tournament without Anita Hanshaw. She is a professional golf organizer. And I just wanted to give her a big shout out for the job that she's doing so far.
And golf is an area I know her well.
Okay, so that means if you want to help both of our doctors, really it's Dr. Smith Blake and Dr. Blake, to help take some much needed supplies to Montego Bay. And also if you'd like, if you're a physician or a dentist, someone in the healthcare industry, you can get in touch with them at AtlantaMoBaySCC.org. I have already put our picture up on the KISS Facebook page with the link so that you can get in touch with them. Thank you so much for being here today. I mean, you really answered a lot of good questions, and I hope, thank you, young blood, that you will in turn come back next year. Yes. Oh, we got to give out one shout out from the kids.
Got to give a shout out to the family. Know you're out there barbecuing. Have a great time. Save us some food.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you both, Dr. Blake and Dr. Blake.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
No, it was my pleasure. And young blood, you all right with me? You know that.
You thank you, blood. Young blood.
Well, we hope you'll join KISS's very own Condice Presley. She's going to be the mistress of ceremonies at the Fragile Kids Foundation fundraiser, Making a Difference One Day at a Time. That's going to be this Friday, May 13th at Flourish. That's a beautiful, beautiful complex that Tony Conway does. It's a private concert by award-winning saxophonist Eric Darius. So if you want more information on that, go to our website at kiss104fm.com for more details. And coming up next, my buddy, yes, a surprise, Mitch Faulkner with his melodious tunes are going to be coming up. You know, he is the man who knows all about R&B music. And he just worked here last night till midnight, and he's back again today to keep you going until we get to Jennifer Kitt. So as I leave you today on this Mother's Day, I'm going to leave you with Hattie's favorite saying, not the one you're used to hearing, but this is a Mother's Day one that I want to share with you. She says, as you are, I once was. As I am, you one day will be. Now, why is that important? Mothers of all ages, respect and love each other and the person who nurtured you. This is the time when you have to not only remember your moms, but those people who have served as surrogate moms, and also the moms who have passed, because their spirit still lives deeply within you. See you next Sunday when we're talking with AARP. Yeah, it's time for you to join. You're listening to KISS.